Hello. Is it June? It's been a month, whatever. Okay, cool. I'm just doing it at this point when I feel the spirit comes. So, how are you guys doing? It's been a minute. I have a whole list of topics I want to talk about, but I haven't talked about them. Plus, I believe, and I think I said this last podcast, that I've been sick, so I feel a lot better than the last time I talked. Was I in the hospital? I was out of the hospital for like a month the last time I recorded this, but I was still like low-key sick. I feel much better now, especially with some Tylenol, so we're all good. So, I was inspired to do this because I've been going to therapy, and I've been going to so much therapy, I need to take a break from therapy because I feel like I am looking for approval from my therapist. And he's a wonderful therapist. He's a wonderful therapist, but I feel like it's getting to the point where I just don't really know how to make a move unless he tells me what to do. And some of the things that he's not telling me what to do, but when he suggests things, it triggers me so much. But I think that it's getting to the point where I'm just like, I'm like using him to make my decisions instead of going on my own. Clear as mud, right? So for that didn't make any sense. Long story short, dating issues. I've always had dating issues. So my dating issues led to my daddy issues, which I may touch on, but not really, but maybe a little bit. But I have daddy issues, so to speak. And because of that, my dating existence on this planet has been fucked since it started. And I have not dated, or I have been complete. I've been celibate for almost 4 years. And I have been 18, 20. Yeah, almost 4 years. And I haven't dated in 2 years due to, I said at the first I was going to take a break, but it really was me just giving up. And because I just kind of gave up. I said it at first, it's like a framing, like, oh, it's going to be a break. No, I gave up. I didn't want to do it anymore because every time I did it, it was trash. Now, and I really did not have any intention of dating again. And the thing is like, I never even really dated. I wasn't just having the act of dating and going out on dates. That hasn't happened very much in the course of my life. Not really. Maybe there was like one or two here and there that I actually like dated. But in recent years, it just never really panned out that way. It was more like people I hooked up with or people who I talked to on a regular basis. So dating is a bad word. But people use it to describe like who they're dealing with at the time. So they'll say dated. I don't like saying it because it's just not true. So let's just say I haven't dealt with a man at all, like on a physical level since 2019, and I haven't actually been on a date since 2020, and it's 2023. So how have I been during that time? I've honestly have been okay. There are times when I do feel sad because I feel sad because I feel like the only time I really feel sad is when I feel like I'm missing out on something. I feel like, oh, I wish I had this like very, you know, active dating life where I was just going on all these dates and I was picking from all these great men. But, that has never been my experience. So I'm like totally making it up. I wish it was just like, I was just like having ball going on days, like getting to know all these great men and I have them pick from, but that's never been my experience ever. So because I've never had that experience from the dating that I have done, I just kind of made it up and hoped that I would get it again. Other than that, it's been okay. Now, what my therapist told me that triggered the F out of me was he says that I'm living in fear. And I want to talk about if that actually is true. So maybe that's true for some of you as well. The answer to that question, after really thinking about it for like a couple of days, is no. Before it was like yes and no. Yes, I'm scared to really get into a relationship, or I'm really scared to like meet somebody because I don't know how I'm going to act healthy. No, it's not. It's I don't, I have yet to, okay, so what I did was I weighed out the probability of everything that I experience on a regular basis living in Los Angeles. And let's just keep it a buck. I'm a black woman. Men who are on and who like are in my tax bracket or higher usually don't date black women. Okay? And then you got that going on. If they do date black women, they're making significantly less than you. They're making significantly less than you, or they are not interested in being in a relationship. They're just only interested in scrolling. And it's like they're dating, they only pursue black women because they know they can get one. That's what happens a lot of the time with black men. And then you'll tell people that argue with you, there's men who date black women. You just have to know what circles to be in. Like, I don't have time to be sitting here finding all these secret circles that with these well-to-do men who date black women. I don't have time for all that. Anyone who does approach me is somebody who I am not attracted to at all. Not saying they have to be fine, but you just have to kind of know. Not even like psychic know, but just not completely turn you off upon talking. And that's what happens to me most of the time. Like, even if I find them cute, once they open their mouth, it's like, no. So, let's see what else.
You got the whole, like, men dating outside the race thing.
You have to understand that most people, most groups are very race loyal, except black people. Most groups are very race loyal, and they only want to deal with women who are in their race, which is what they should. I'm not offended by that. And you have a few here and there that are dating, who date outside of their race. But it's, for the most part, people are very race loyal. So you're just not going to run into that pretty often. Maybe, you know, you are that one girl who's like, oh, I've never dated a black man. I've never had trouble with men approaching me. I don't know what your life is like. I can't imagine, but that's just what I see every day. And also what I see today in the city, that most of the black women are single. Most of them are alone. And I'm looking at their fingers and they're not married. That's just it. And it's also not that many black people here in LA, period. I think that's a big reason the mentality is the way it is because there's not a lot of black people here. And it's just different than black people in other states. So basically, to sum all that up, I'm fucked. And so after I just, well, let me tell you what happened in 2020. So in 2020, during the pandemic, I did go out on like a couple of days and talk to a couple of dudes on the phone. And what my experience with online dating or when I've dated is like the dudes who dated outside of my race talked down to me. Like it wasn't that many, but all of them, they treated me like I was less than. And that happened. And then even if they do talk to me, if they engage with me online, they usually just completely ask for sex or they did not have anything going on. So they was dating a black woman because they had like nothing to lose. You know what I mean? It was never a pleasant experience for me. And I know some of you will probably say, like, you just need to go on it again and be different. I don't want to, and I have no desire to, and it's not fear. I don't, if I go on there and I pay for a profile and I start doing it again, I'm only doing it. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it to satisfy other people. I'm like, oh, this is something I need to do because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not doing it because I choose to. I'm not chewing this because I'm choosing to do this because I want to go on here and find dates. I'm not, which is why I haven't done it. And that hasn't been the case since 2020. I started doing it a little bit earlier this year and it was the same shit. It was like, it was a mess. It was just like the ones dudes who did interact with me were always off. We weren't on it long enough. 2 days was enough for me. I'm good. So as a result, it has been a dumpster fire. And these almost 4 years that I haven't done anything with anybody, that I haven't had sex or dealt with or hooked up or nothing with nobody, have been unbelievably, it's been pleasant. Like the energy that I will put into trying to find a man went into other things. I got in shape. I joined a fight gym. I make significantly more money now than I ever have in my life, even though it's not as much as other people, but is my income is like gone up almost $30,000, you know? And And I have a wonderful group of friends, and I've been in therapy. And as far as like who I am as a person, I never really cared about, seriously, and I'm going to admit this here, I never really cared about who the fuck I am as a person, like ever. I never really cared about me. It was always about other people. It was always about men. It was always about what they think of me, what they do. Everything I did that was to better myself was in service of a man. If I lost weight, I can get a man. Like, if I wore my hair like this, I can get a man. If I wore more makeup, I can get a man, right? Everything I did before probably 2022, I would say, definitely 2023, definitely this year. But everything prior to that, that I did to improve myself in any way or serve like myself in a positive way anyway, was in service of finding a man. Everything. So this is very, very new territory for me. I don't really like saying working on myself, but I have no idea what it's like to deal with myself and be who. I have no idea what that's like. And now that I have fully discovered I got daddy and mama issues, by the way, but I know that I know what my daddy and my mama issues are, the whole world is totally different. There are people who I liked, who I talk to now, that I can't stand. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, why would I? Okay, let me give you an example. My neighbor right down the street, she all right, she cool. I used to think, I swear to God, I used to think like she had more sense than anybody on this block, right? I didn't look up at her or anything. We weren't friends, but she was always nice to me. But I just thought she was just like, oh, people probably see her and think she's this, but she's not. She's really like cool and normal and smart. Child, I talked to her yesterday. Like I was walking my dog, and she came out, and I think she was drunk, it doesn't matter. So she starts yelling at me, saying like, Kim, I see you acting like you rude to your dog or whatever. And I was like, I almost said, bitch, don't tell me how to talk to my dog, you know. But what she said, she's like, I have seen you for 12 years and you've been single that whole time I've been here. And I was just like, what the fuck did that came from? And then she starts talking about how you need to take care of your kitty cat and all this other stuff. And I was like, has she always spoken like this? Like, I've always talked to her like this? I'm thinking no. But because of that conversation yesterday, which I still, for the love of God, I don't know why that bothered. It didn't bother me. It didn't like help me not sleep. I just thought it was just stuff like that triggers me. It really does. It just triggers me because it makes me think that I'm missing something or I'm doing something wrong. And that's the only time I ever really miss dating, air quotes. So because that was still stuck in my head from yesterday, and I still, for the love of God, don't know why. I was at the grocery store this morning, and so I was walking to the car, and this dude was looking at me. I was looking at him because I was looking at the way he was dressed. He didn't look bad or anything like that. He actually was dressed very well, and I was kind of just admiring his outfit, but I wasn't attracted to him. Okay, nobody can tell that except the conversation that's going on in my head, but I wasn't attracted to him. And I was like, oh, he's dressed very well. And I just walked on. So I was walking to my car, and he stepped over. He was just like, oh, I saw you looking at me, whatever. And I didn't want to say, oh, I like your outfit, because that make it seem like I just was, many was just like, oh, you look like somebody I know, but you don't. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to freak you out. He was like, oh, okay. Are you sure? And I was like, no, you looking at you now. You ain't him, so you can go. Totally lying. And he was just like, well, you get to know me if you want to. And I was just like, no, I'm cool. Thanks, right? When I have experiences like that, I always feel like something is wrong. Like, am I missing out on something? It's a total FOMO, okay? Damn. And I beat myself up for about an hour after that, a couple of hours. Like, I should have gave him my number. right? Because, and the reason why I thought that, because I'm just like, well, I'm not single, so I guess I need to be talking to somebody. I need to at least try to get back out there, right? That's what I was beating myself up over. I did not think until it dawned on me maybe an hour ago, Kim, you didn't like him, so you just didn't give me your number. You didn't want to, so you didn't. Okay, that's all there is to it. You didn't want to give me your number, so you didn't. But I was beating myself up that I didn't give this dude who I didn't like, who I wasn't even attracted to, I just liked his outfit, my number. Okay, so this leads to the dating thing that I really want to get past. I have, like I said before, I have lived my life, with the exception of this year, everything I did to improve myself was in service to a man. Everything. There were no real men. I was in a toxic ass situationship for like over a decade, off and on. And in between that off, it was toxic ass situationships in between that, okay? I haven't done that since 2000. That was over in 2018, I think it was 2018, yeah. So I haven't done anything like that. Well, lying, did it 2019. I was in a toxic ass, it wasn't a situationship. I was just hooking up with somebody and it just became toxic. So it's never been, I've never had this like feeling. And I'll go so far as to say every dude I ever dealt with the exception of one, it was like, well, I feel I'm supposed to do this, so I'm going to. It was never something I wanted to do, except my one ex-boyfriend. Everything else was everything else. Even the toxic situationship I was in for so long was just like, okay, I think maybe I should do this. And I felt this pressure to be in it, even though I didn't want to be. I actually turned him down at first. I said no at first, like flat out no, and he was mad at me. But what happened was, he was mad at me. And so what happened was, we were in the same acting class, so I had to see his ass every single week. So he just bugged me to death until I finally, like, you know, slept with him. That's how we ended up hooking up. That's the story how we ended up hooking up. That toxic ass shit. That. And so I ended up being in a very toxic situation with him, reminiscent of my toxic ass parents issues. And it took me a very, very long time to shake that. Now, I can say that's fear. That because I was hurt by him, that I'm just scared to do it again. That's absolutely not true. I know I wouldn't do it again. It's just that I really have not met a single soul that I would ever be like, give my time to. I'm not even talking about looks. I'm talking about rapport. There's a guy who I know who's in my, who goes to my gym, who I talk to all the time, who at one point in time, maybe like a year ago, I had a crush on. And I think if he had asked me out a year ago, I would have totally did it, right? But I know now, but the thing is, I've grown to know him more, and I'm not interested. But that was the only time I can remember in recent years that I was just like, if he asked me out, like, I like him well enough that if he asked me out, I would totally go. I would now because I know who he is and I'm not interested. But before that, before I knew him as well as I do right now, I would have totally went. That was a choice on my part, and that was a choice I was comfortable with. And I don't remember the last time that has ever happened to me, ever. Yeah. And there have been other people that jump, maybe one dude or whatever, it's like two, that I'm just like, you know, if he asked me, I would go. You know what I mean? And I don't say that about very many people. Like, I like him. If I asked him, I would go. They haven't asked me, but I would go. Every other, I call it my spidey sense. Every other dude that, like, I feel like is my spidey sense, it's the fear of missing out. I feel like I should talk to him because he's interested, but I don't want to. And that's when I start making podcasts about it. So what's my point? I don't know. I didn't write notes. And I said I was going to write notes, but I didn't. My point is, I really want to get out of my head about dating. I want to do it intentionally. I've never dated with self-esteem before, ever in my life. I want to do it intentionally. I want to be like, hey, you need to ask me on a date. We're going to go. And, or if it's a hookup, I want to be a hookup I'm so excited about that I can't even, like, sleep. You know what I mean? Those are my parameters. And I want to actually go into this new phase of my romantic life being healthy, and dealing with all, knowing what my mama and daddy issues are, and going to this next phase of my dating life with a plan and being intentional, because I wasn't before. I was just like looking for something. That plan is what I just stated, but I'll repeat again for myself. If you have to ask me on a date and I have to be one to go, I should go. I want to go. And I'm not saying no out of fear. I'm doing it because I'm attracted to you. I want to go. Or if it is a hookup situation, it damn better be something I'm excited about. I watched Magic Mike's Last Dance last night, right? It's a shitty movie. But that scene, I swear to God, if Channing Tatum, if I was in a situation like that, if Channing Tatum was just like, hey, let's go back to my motel room, Lord Jesus, I couldn't contain myself. I will not do a hookup situation unless it's something like that, ever. I've had hookup situations that were so fucking mediocre, it's not even worth it. I am not against hooking up, but my thing is, if you gonna hook up with somebody, for the love of God, it needs to be worth it. That's how I feel now. And even if I just had that, I would be like, yes, you know what I mean? And I'd be excited about that. But if it's not gonna be just a hookup situation, which most of the time it is, like when dudes are coming up to you in the store and stuff like that, they're looking for a hookup. It's fine. Be fine. I need to be excited about it. You know what I mean? And that is my parameter for that. What I also want to get out of my head about is I want to get out of my head about dating, period. You really cannot plan at all who you're going to end up with. You cannot. You can obsess over it. You can read all the books. You can watch all the podcasts and movies and stuff like that. It always, 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 always happens by accident. Always. Even people who plan it out, it always happens by accident. So what I need to get in my head about is I need to be this and this and this and this and this and this and this in order to get a man. It ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna work. You probably won't even get married. You probably won't even meet. It's not gonna work. It will happen. Just because it happens. Like, I think about my friends now who I really enjoy. Like, I've never been in around such a group of positive, nice people in my entire life. I really haven't. I swear to God, I haven't. And I think about how they've all entered my life, and it was all by accident. It was like, when I first got to LA, I was looking for friendships so badly, and I always got these shitty friendships, right? I was looking for a good work life so badly, and always got into the shitty because I was just so intentional. I was so like obsessed with looking for it, and I did actually get it, and I met some wonderful people, but it was totally by accident. And it wasn't by accident, it was just circumstances that happened that I did not plan out. It just kind of happened. And you know, how I got into this situation I have now with my job, which I complain about, but overall has been good for me. And I say that all the time. Yes, I got problems, but overall has been good for me. In fact, it has been very good for me. I admit that now. That was a total accident. I didn't go online and apply for that damn job. I was just looking to get out of my previous job. I was applying everywhere, and this just came and ended up working out. You know what I mean? That's how your romantic life is supposed to work out. You can't fucking plan it. You can have it in your mind, but I have to get out of my head about thinking like I have to be this, I have to be intentional, I have to date, I have to this and do that. I can't do this anymore. I cannot do this to myself anymore. I will not get into these fucked up ass relationships because I just wanted to be, that'll never happen to me again. I'm not that person anymore. But what I am rambling about, which I have been rambling about for the last 24 minutes, is like I have got to stop over-obsessing over this shit. It's not fear, it's obsessing. Maybe it is fear of mine. But I'm just saying, like, I've got to be like, stop obsessing and just like fuck with some dudes. Not fuck them per se, but just like, I want to, yes. I don't want to, no. That's all you have to do. That's it. If it leads up to a hookup situation, for the love of God, let him look like Channing Tatum. Whew, Jesus, let him look like Channing Tatum. If he don't, like, be able to just talk to him. Oh, I like them. I talk to them. That's it. That's all you got to think about. That's it. That's all you got to do. So get out of your head about this. I'm hoping, I don't know if I'm going to post this, but this helped. My closing thought for you is, I think Black women have a very much harder time dating in the world than we do, than any other woman. We do, because of such special, there's such a specialized interest in us. I'm not gonna lie, it is. So we have a harder time dating than everybody else. And I believe a lot of us just make a lot of bad decisions because we overvalue the attention we get from bad people. And, or we just, we overvalue attention we get from bad people. Or we should just be hooking up with people that we're trying to get in a relationship with. And I had that problem too. A lot of these people, I should have just been hooking up with myself, trying to get with. They should have been a one-night thing. So my closing thought is, you stop overvaluing the attention from people you should just be hooking up with. Okay? And also, that's it. And also, stop thinking that you need to find a husband when you may or may not find one, and you you'll be better off if you don't. You're so obsessed with finding a husband. We're so obsessed with finding our husband, God leading us to our husband, when a lot of our asses shouldn't even be married. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just like, it's okay that you're not married. It's not a big deal that you're not married. That used to be the worst thought in the world to me. I swear to God. What? I'm not going to get married? It still freaks me out now. But the truth is, some of us ain't going to get married. Some of us are just not going to fucking get married. And it's not the end of the world if you don't get married. So that's why you really should stay in your head about that, because you ultimately don't have any control over that. You don't. And it's fine. If you don't get married, who fucking cares? You'll probably have more money anyway. So, I hope that helped. I feel like it didn't. But I believe I'm going to post this anyway, because I feel better. I haven't been sick. I've been sick for a long time, but I feel better. And I'll probably do a part 2 to this, because this is a big one. And I'll structure my thoughts more. So, y'all have a good night.